I will follow if you guys are going to want to be a part of the giveaway, okay? And I'm going to put the link in the comments here so you guys can just click the link and follow me on Instagram. All right? With that being said, all right, we already got some calls. 7700, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Good to finally call back in and speak with you. I just first want to say it's so funny how that whole Nikki rant is the same thing I felt when she was talking to Corey Lorray about her. I'm like, why are you not letting this girl just vent and say what she got to say? It's so funny. I felt the same thing. Like, chill, Nikki, chill. Like, you need the personality thing on your side, and you just not giving it. It's just something about that that's just, I want to like you because you rap just so on point, but just everything else is off for me. I have a question for you, though. My main reason why calling was, why do you think, what's her name? The light-skinned one from in the beginning. What's her name?
Mulatto.
That was having problems.
Mulatto.
Why do you think Mulatto don't, why is she not a part of the top group? She got the little quote-unquote light-skinned look that everybody likes in the industry. Light-skinned, she's in the trend of the sexiness. And why do you think she's not in that talk or conversation? She do rap pretty good, too.
I know. I just don't think that she has the records, and I just don't think that her albums stick. You know what I mean? And I just think that she's still working. But it's something, I don't know. Like, and I don't know if she truly has a personality that people really can relate to. I think she's a great rapper, but I don't think that she has all the songs are there yet. And I just don't think that her albums can get a little boring. Her music can get a little boring sometimes. But she definitely has potential. She just needs to keep working.
Do you see Nikki working with her, or do you think she can find a threat out of Mulatto?
No, I don't see. Mulatto's one of those girls that I don't. Mulatto's one of those girls that she probably wouldn't work with. That she's different. You got to see Mulatto, like stand Corey Lorray and be next to Mulatto. Mulatto, just like you mentioned her, the fact that you mentioned her the way that you did is the reason why I feel like Nikki wouldn't work with her. Because you feel like she should be along those lines of, you know, she's got the body, she's got the look, you know, she can, you know, I don't think that Nikki probably will give her that look.
That's messed up. And, okay, last thing, I want Nikki's live to be a little bit more clear. It just seemed like her phone is some type of metro. I don't know why she's not elevating the way I feel like she could with all the money she has. Her lives be off, weird. She always using that stupid little filter. Like, I don't know. I love Nikki. I just want her to just, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but whatever.
Yeah, child.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Bo. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now I've got to keep it moving. Okay, 0609, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the why do you think everyone's so obsessed with Megan?
Well, I just told you. Well, I mean, I said it earlier. I think we want to know. I think it's an interesting story, right? I think it's like a taboo. Like, oh my god, like what is this mystery? It's like one of these like unsolved mysteries. Like, did she really get shot? And it was just like this trajectory of Megan's career skyrocketing, her getting all these accolades, and she getting all these different publishing deals and all these different, you know, brand deals, and she's been seen in all these different places, and it was all this black girl magic. But then you have Tory Lanez coming out and saying that I never did it, and it was just like, well, somebody did something, and then it was like, and then it's the idea that you shot me. You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
Do you find it funny, though, like the way they're quoting the headlines, like they're making it seem like only two people unfollowed her, but Drake actually unfollowed her like months ago. And the reason why he unfollowed her was because his mentor is Jay Prince, and that's who she's in a lawsuit with Carl Crawford.
Mm.
So he wouldn't mess with her because of that. I think people are trying to honestly, I think they're trying to make something bigger than what it is, because that's who he's with. Jay Prince is his mentor, and I think she's still with 1501. And Carl Crawford's close with Jay Prince, so that's the reason why Drake wouldn't mess with her. I don't think it's really that deep. And then people are making up rumors about a tape.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and people are making up rumors. Yeah, because he did. Because I followed Drake, and he unfollowed her like 3 months ago. So I don't know where the whole Rihanna and him thing came together. And then also, what was I going to say? Tory's team. Because every time something happens in the headlines, you think you don't notice how he's always writing weird quotes but never really saying anything?
And that's why I'm over it. At this point, I don't even care what's happening until the facts are out, because I feel like they'd be releasing around the same time with each other. They'd be trying to work with each other. Like, Tory said everything, but he didn't shoot her.
Yeah, and then,
so
like,
it's just like,
Yeah,
but my thing is, she said you shot her. So he can just say, I didn't do it. Like, why? You're doing a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying nothing.
He's never did, yeah. He's never said it. But the thing is, like, she's minding her business, living her life, doing shows, and then somehow, like, stuff just comes out of nowhere. And I think it's funny that the whole Joe Budden saying, oh, there's a tape of something happening. Like, don't you think if there was a tape, why would everyone see it but not the police? That literally doesn't make sense. Like, my thing is, if he wasn't guilty, why isn't it dropped? The DA came out and said they had evidence. It would have been dropped a long time ago, and people were saying, well, he's not in jail. They just barely solved the Jesse guy's case.
Yeah, right.
And I think he's obsessed with her, because every time she drops something, he's always trying to get clout off her name. Yeah, he dropped something. Today he was writing weird stuff online. It's like every time she literally just minds her business. She really doesn't do anything.
He always drives around her. He always does something around her. When she announces something, he does something.
Like, he can't get clout unless it's attached to her name. And that's why I think a lot of people are just making up scenarios. And I personally think if he didn't do it, I think it would have been dropped a long time ago. They would have had this evidence. Like, I don't know why these rumors are popping up saying he didn't, you know. I just think that's weird.
Thank you. Thanks so much for calling in. Bye. Okay, 5385, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes. Did you send me that audio of Coi Leray saying that she has writers? No.
Yeah, but I want you to pull this up really, really quick. On Instagram, live right now, on Insta Story, because I'm going to prove your point. Because, you know, we like to do that. We like to prove points. Because there is no coincidence. Miss Mamas was up all night. Because you talk about people being obsessed with you, but the obsession is you keeping tabs on people and seeing what the blogs post about people. And you clearly saw that Kyle posted that in his blog about Cardi responding to it. So you ran to Poppy Ure, which is the guy who produced We Have a Problem, and he came over last night, and you literally made that song last night. As you can see on his Insta story, before Nicki even played that on her live, but me and Nicki Minaj got another one, Let's Drop, and then he put 2 for 2. And then she dropped the little snippet. So there's no coincidence. You did that on purpose, and it's fine. Because we get it. You yourself says, let's go back in time. Success is what scares people. And we get that you are scared of people's success, especially when you've released 3 songs, well, 2 songs that were features, and new artists like Lotto are charting higher than you at number 14 on Billboard, and you have radio play, and you drop to 54, and your other song is out the Billboard chart.
So hold on. I'm going through his story right now live. You guys did this last night. Me and Nicki got another one. Let's drop it. So that's no coincidence. You said this after that was posted on the Neighborhood Talk 3 days ago. Be very clear.
Right.
Poppy
Ure is the same guy who just worked on Do We Have a Problem with Nicki. So he's her new producer. Flash, he's also a rapper. So he's your new guy. You called him. You were up all night. Them pupils was dilated. We know you were up all night. Also by another manager, Sal. So I can understand why the pressure is hard on you, Nicki, and I can understand why you would try to play this right now, especially when you're getting a lot of backlash about Coi Leray. And I'm sending you the video right now that you're asking me for about Miss Coi Leray admitting to having ghostwriters, because even on that live, when Nikki asked her, she got really quiet and her tone changed. She was like, you know what I mean? Her tone really changed when she was asked, well, I heard from a credible source that you, that you write all your stuff. No, here is Coi Leray admitting that she has co-writers, and she's not, she doesn't hide the fact that she has co-writers, and she's proud of them. Sending it to you now. Boom.
So we can't, make this about writers. Yeah.
You should have got it now.
Oh yeah,
there
I have it. Let me pull that up. Hold on. Let's pull that.
I love how they call me a stalker when you pull receipts with factual receipts.
Hold on. Play that for the kids. So she does have writers.
Plenty. More than one. So, Nikki, if you don't like people and you want to throw shots, direct it. Because literally, even on that live with Coi Leray, you had to bring up other girls to make your point and then reverted and said everything was that people don't experience hate like you. Well, next time you actually go live with someone and you want to make things about yourself, you have to remember that online bullying is also hate. And if you would have known that about the artist that you made a song with, you would have known that Coi Leray has publicly said that she suffers with depression. I believe the Shade Room posted it. And I'm sending you that now. So Coi Leray, don't act like you haven't been online and you weren't saying that you suffer from depression. And you need to stand up for yourself, because someone literally just sat in your face and basically said that the hate you receive isn't hate. Suck it up. I would never, especially with someone who suffers from depression.
Okay, Tammy DeLon says, hello, I am someone who works for a record label, and I've been giving you tea before the blogs and Eva. Can I call in? Yeah, you could have called in and sent your last four with the $4.99. What's your last four, Tammy? Go ahead, Eva.
She wants to talk about people's looks, but baby, you literally get on live with a full face of makeup and you still have to wear a filter to
wow.
thin out your face, because we know you have them auntie arms. And in that video you were just in, you had that torrid corset and they had to Photoshop every angle of that body. Baby, there was a mirage that whole video. So let's not talk about it. And while you're at it, Nikki, please take that wig off you've been wearing since Blick Blick. It's just not cute. I'll wait in the hallway while the rest call in.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. All right. Black Caller, you're live on the air. Hello.
I am the Minaj team.
Okay. You're going to have to call. You're going to have to not breathe like that, Tammy, because you definitely don't sound like no Tammy. Sure. So you're going to have to figure out the breathing, okay? Figure out the audio, and you're going to try that again. Stop playing in my face, because I will end this whole chat. 8882.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. I got a couple of things to say, especially to Eva, because Eva's such a hater, and for somebody to be so not concerned with Nikki
uh-huh.
and Soulja, she's always just so hot and bothered by her and always
uh-huh.
has something to say. But I'm curious to know what she looked like. I've never seen her before. I'm not sure if you've ever seen her before.
Let me bring her on the line. So Eva is here, so you guys can address one another with no cursing. And be very
of
respectful.
Course.
Okay.
You know I know the rules. She can go first.
Hello.
Cat got your tongue?
Cat,
go ahead. Cat got your tongue?
Oh, no, 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 not at all. As I was saying, for somebody who claims to know all the tea about Nicki Minaj and know her everyday moves, but you don't like her, you are very much hot and bothered by her, very much pressed about her. And it's getting very much upset.
What exactly am I pressed about? The factual receipt or?
It's not factual receipts because where are you getting receipts from?
Who are
your sources? You just
Armand just told him.
Who are your sources? Because every time you call in, you always got the tea on Nicki. And I'm saying, who are your sources? Because you know everything. And let's
baby,
be clear.
You have to look into
it. No,
it.
Baby, don't baby me. Well, tell me.
Okay. Ma'am.
How are you looking into
it? Okay, but go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, what?
Go ahead. Finish
Hello?
Your statement.
Okay. Anyways. And not for nothing, let's be clear here because, you know, I'm in L.A. and I know very well that Nicki and Sal still do business with each other, okay? So they're not in business with each other. That's my first statement. But I'm done talking about Eva. It's just
okay.
Trying to make my ass itch.
That was it?
Because you're like, I'm smart to say. Something
that
else
was it?
I was saying.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll bring you back, Eva. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, Armand, you had said earlier that you felt like Nicki picks and chooses who she wants to work with. And you named, you know, Cardi, Megan, Doja as the artist she doesn't really want to align herself with. Yet she's done songs with all three of them. Now, all three of them can't say the same. They've never worked with each other. But she's been able to work with every single one of those rappers. I don't necessarily think that's the case that she's, you know, pick and choosing about who she chooses to work with and want to work with the ones who's not really on that level yet. I don't think she cares about that at all.
I do feel like that. I feel like that way, at least going forward. I feel like after the Megan Thee Stallion situation, after the Megan Doja, I think she has real, because I think that she's realized that, okay, I'm not doing that again. I feel like she got used by Meg, and she felt used by Doja Cat. Cardi B was already popping, so she wanted to get on that record because she was, in my mind, I don't know this to be fact, but she was pulling with Quavo during that time, and she wanted to get on the record and, you know, whatever. So I think that was a different situation. The Doja Cat situation was a look for her, but it was also pressure by the fans for her to get on the record. But, you know, they got a number one record together. But then, too, the Megan Thee Stallion piece, she kind of, like, got bamboozled into that, and she got used to a certain degree. And I think that going forward with other females in the game, she's not going to work with women that want her spot. I just don't feel like it.
What rapper do you think doesn't aspire to have the level of success and longevity as Nicki Minaj?
Well, I think they do want that, but I don't think that Coi Leray or Bia wants it in the same way as a Doja Cat or a Megan Thee Stallion. From my perspective, I could be wrong, but I'm just looking at the girls aesthetically, and Coi Leray and Bia are they're more similar than like.
Right.
I'm just looking at the leadership of a Megan and the Doja Cat. Think about it. Coi Leray can have a great moment. She will never be as big as Megan Thee Stallion or Doja Cat, and neither will Bia.
Right. Right. I agree with that.
In my opinion.
I agree with that. Well, that's all I had to say. Thank you for putting me on the phone with Eva.
Thank
I'm ready
so
to
much.
Talk to her. Maybe next time we can have a little more cordial conversation. But yeah, okay,
right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, so this person, they want to come on. Okay, I'm going to bring them on, and I might wrap it up. Okay, Private Carly, you're live on the air.
I am Nicki Minaj team.
Okay.
I've been telling you this for over 2 years.
Tammy, why are you so far away, Tammy?
After Queen was recorded.
Okay, hold on. Is that Tammy? Tammy, I can't even entertain it. Hello? Private call.
Hello.
Are you Tammy?
Hi, how are you, Emma? No,
is
I'm
Tammy?
Not Tammy.
Hold on.
I'm not.
This one. Okay, so, sir, are you Tammy?
I am Nicki Minaj team, I've been telling you this for over 2 years.
Okay.
The album was already done after Queen was recorded. Nicki Minaj has a catalog of over 200 songs that's been pre-recorded already. So this album is going to have a lot of old music on it mixed with a few new tracks. There's going to be a Latin artist, not a female. It's going to be a lot of pop music, and there will be many features. This album is going to be released under her record label, Ken and Barbie Music. I did an interview about this on Clubhouse and other platforms. Some of you may already know this information, but I do work for Capitol Records. We have a strong relationship with Universal. Nicki Minaj's new album is going to be reminiscent of Cardi B and Megan. She's stealing their flows on a few tracks, and everyone will notice the cadence to it. Kenneth has ownership in this album.
I can't hear you.
Ken Barbie Music.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's the voice machine, and it's the airy talk. I can't hear you, Tammy. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do it. Raina Tricker said, I've had Blick Blick on repeat all day. Just wanted to say I love the song. The TikTok Princess Strikes Again. Okay, period. So we've been here for a long period, a lot of time. I'm going to wrap it up here because it's starting to get really crazy.